Melinda's Law is named after one of the victims of a high-speed crash. Seven members of a traveling magazine sales crew died in 1999. It requires traveling salespeople to be licensed and certified. Satin Marketing of Orem, Utah is facing $55,000 in fines for violating the provisions last summer. The company employed a dozen out-of-state workers to go door-to-door selling television services.
It is the first time that we've made any citations.
Jim Cilino is the Director of Labor Standards for the Department of Workforce Development's Equal Rights Division. Cilino says Satin claims it didn't know of Wisconsin's law.
And no other states have similar regulations. So I guess I can understand maybe not knowing all the intricacies, but we have published this information. It's on our website. We've been informing law enforcement over the last few years.
A police officer in the village of Highland reported seeing a suspicious sales crew last summer. So did a resident in Poinette. Cilino says his department is relying on such sightings to follow up on potential cases. He says two to three companies are in the process of applying for licenses.
So we haven't certified anybody yet, but they seem to be good applications. They're trying to comply.
The case against Satin Marketing goes to the Department of Justice, which can choose to file suit to recover the $55,000 fine. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.